The views expressed on this podcast is strictly of the host and any subsequent guests. In other words, this ain't got shit to do with my employer.
Whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision, whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision.
I done came down, still hollering, what's up with it, I do it for my fam, friends and my enemies, we choose to be ignorant, I blow smoke like incense, all my folks go get it, rough show the realest, so multi-million, oh what a feeling, never seen a ceiling, we are in the building, rather build the building, work to do plenty, no time for chilling, put on for my city. Ignorant choices, 300 horses, self-worth more than your Porsches, bring it to your front door, where your porch is, gorgeous, looking like a Basquiat portrait, that means I'm feeling blacker than ever, young black male, get the bag, package delivered, shout out to my brother on a whole nother level, Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better,
What's up, man? Glad to be here. Glad to give you guys another episode. Think we working out episode number 7. I think. Don't hold me to it. It gotta be a number, episode 7. One prelude and 6 episodes. Number 7. Yeah, we good. We got it. And man, I appreciate everybody who's been listening so far, who ain't got tired of me, who like listening to me, you know, just give my opinion and facts about certain stuff, certain topics, things that, you know, I feel necessary to talk about. One of the things that we're going to talk about today, well, maybe the only thing that we're probably going to talk about today, I'm not going to do a super long episode or anything like that, but one of the things I do want to touch on, well, the thing that I do want to touch on is this whole LeBron thing. Like, with LeBron being at his son's AAU game and coaching and, you know, being on a, you know, being on a basketball court and then things of that nature. I'm going to get into that story in just a moment. So let me give you a little bit of background on how I feel about LeBron James. So for me, I'm not a fan of LeBron James, the basketball player. Pretty much, I really don't like him in that aspect. You know, I'm a Kobe Bryant fan, and it's a stark difference between Kobe Bryant's demeanor on the court and LeBron James' demeanor on the court, and personally how they both play basketball. You know, they both approach it a little bit different. Not saying one works harder than the other or one takes it more serious than the other. I'm just saying it's just a stark difference between the way Kobe Bryant approached the game and the way LeBron James approached the game. But I'm not in here to get into the debate about who's a better basketball player or anything. Kobe Bryant, who's a better basketball player or anything like that. That has nothing to do with this. Off the court, I am someone who acknowledges and respects the things LeBron James does off the court. For instance, like, you know, opening up a school, all his philanthropist efforts. From what I know, he seems to be a good husband, a good father, a great father, a great husband. All of these things he put his friends on. You know, he's a businessman, entrepreneur. All of these different things that LeBron does off the court, I applaud him. I respect him for that. I'm a fan of a lot of those things, of his works. So, I just had to give that like little disclaimer out the way. On the court, I'm not a LeBron James fan. Even though he played for my basketball team now with the Lakers, it's fine. I'm over it. Not necessarily a fan of him on the court. Really don't like his style of play, his gameplay, anything of that nature. But off the court, big fan of all the things, a lot of the things that he does, you know, his business acumen, all that good stuff. Great father, great husband, great best friend, the way he looks out for his people, put everybody on that he grew up with. Proud of the man as far as that aspects go. So, which brings us to this topic. LeBron has his older son, Bronny Jr. You know, he's an up-and-coming basketball player in high school. May or may not be highly recruited. It's just his ninth grade year, but little man got a lot of skills. And so he plays AAU basketball. LeBron is pretty much, you know, during the offseason, and sometimes even during the season, he attends his game, you know, helps coaches coach when he can. You know, interact with the players, because if you know LeBron, then you know he has a very fun loving personality. So, you know, of course he's gonna interact with his son. He's gonna interact with his son's teammates. It's what he do, and plus he loves the game, and plus he loves watching his son plays the game. I think his younger one plays too, but specifically I'm just talking about Bronny Jr. So at the game, it was two incidents that happened. The first incident is in warm-ups, you know, pregame. LeBron joined in during his son's layup, during the warm-up in the layup line. So he was out there with the kids, you know, passing on the ball, and he was doing a couple of dunks and layups. You know, he kind of energized the team and the crowd because, you know, most people who can't afford basketball tickets to go see LeBron play live, you know, they got a glimpse of it, of him, you know, just doing a couple of dunks in the layup line with his son's team. All fine and dandy. Like, you know, of course, you know, the kids loved it, all of that. To me, not an issue. Because in this aspect, like, because I played basketball growing up. I'm not saying I was good. I was probably, you know, I was going to say low-key trash, but I was trash at basketball. Like, basketball was not my calling, but I played. I played for a few years, not in high school, but I played in elementary school, and I played in middle school. But in middle school, I didn't play for the school team. I think I played in the rec league. I forgot. Something like that. Anyway. So, my pops, he was one of the... my father, he was a coach on the team. And he was also the designated driver. So, you know, carpool. We had a van. So, you know, when we was, you know, practices at games, you know, my daddy would take a couple of shots out there. But because he's not famous... You know what I'm saying? Nobody bats an eye at it because my pops wasn't like some famous NBA basketball player. Like, he was just my pops. You know what I'm saying? So if he took a shot or if he did a layup in the layup line or anything like that, like, it didn't, you know, it's not going to be blown up all over the news or in media. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, hey, he's just out there. He out there with his son. He helps coach the basketball team. You know what I'm saying? So it was no big difference. I mean, it's not a big deal. And seeing LeBron doing what he doing, to me, it's not a big of a deal because, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Like, my pops done the same thing when I was growing up. So I don't see an issue with it. Okay. Then the second part of, like, so I'm not sure on the highlight. I couldn't tell who threw the... I just wanted to, you know, watch it real quick. I watched it a couple of times, but I really didn't pay attention. But he It was a fast break during the game. And either his son threw the oop and somebody caught it and dunked it, or his son caught the oop and dunked it. I'm not sure. I really wasn't paying attention to what happened in the play, but more so of what LeBron did. And so on the other end of the court, you know, LeBron jumped up, got excited, ran a few steps onto the court, did like a high-flying kick, you know what I'm saying? And he lost his shoe on the court. Anyway, crowd going crazy, everybody going crazy, LeBron going crazy. But he did end up on the court a little bit celebrating. You know, he did one of those, you know, run, jump in the air and like, you know, like almost do like a chest bump with one of the players. I don't know if that was his son or not. Like I said, I didn't really pay attention to who any of the kids doing who or what. I just wanted to review the tape and see what made everybody up in arms about what LeBron was doing. So for me, you know, I saw it and I was like, you know, that might have been a little extra. But I don't necessarily see anything wrong with it. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it, especially if it was his son who caught the oop. Like, anybody who know me, or anybody that I love and they do anything or have a talent for, I go hard for them. Like, I am one of the biggest cheerleaders of my people's passion and purpose. Like, my you know, my friends, my family, my old lady, like anything that they do, I'm going to be their biggest cheerleaders. I'm going to be the loudest person that I can possibly be, because I support the things people do. Like even friends that I have, that I met like via Facebook, like I'm going to share, post whatever about the things that they do. Whether it's beats or the podcast, painting, you name it. I'm one of like the biggest cheerleaders. If I can invest money into it or buy a service or anything like that, I'm going to do it. That's just how I am, because that's how me and my close friends or circles are. Like my little close circle of friends and family, we do that with each other. Like that is something that we do, and it's something that I do with other people outside of them as well, because I champion people, passion and purpose. Like, I love creators, so I'm going to always show I'm always be a fanatic of the things that they do. So for me, seeing LeBron do all of this, like, I could see how somebody might think it's extra, but other than that, I don't see a big issue with it. Like, the layup line, cool. Like, him running on the court after the dunk, and it was a timeout being called, by the way. Like, so he didn't interrupt the game. It was a timeout call, from my understanding. So, for me, like, I don't see the issue with pretty much anything. Like I said, if you want to say that, you know, at the end when when the game was going on, and, you know, he ran a couple of feet onto the court and did like a scissors kick or whatever in excitement, lost his shoe and everything. But if you want to say that's extra, that's fine. I'll somewhat concede to that being extra. What I won't concede to is people saying that he's just blatantly doing too much, trying to steal the shine from his younger son. That's asinine to me. That's crazy. So two popular show hosts, co-hosts of Sports Talk, Shannon Sharp. Everybody knows Shannon Sharp. We call him Unk. You know what I'm saying? It's memes of Shannon Sharp. Like, women don't even watch, you know. Oh, well, I don't want to say women don't watch the show that he's on, Undisputed, because women are out there. But he's a viral sensation because of the way he talks. You know, he's someone of the culture and all of those good things. Like, he gets it. And then the other one is Jason Whitlock, which mostly everybody who knows Jason Whitlock pretty much associate him as being like the Uncle Ruckus, the black sports commentator who's like Uncle Ruckus. Like, I really can't stand Jason Whitlock, and I hate that I even had to watch the video and gave him a view, because I literally don't watch anything Jason Whitlock is associated with. And I know it's other people on the show that I normally do like Marcellus Wiley's or Matt Barnes and them. Like, I appreciate them, but they're on Jason Whitlock's show. Well, it's Jason Whitlock and Marcellus Wiley's show. But because of the rhetoric that Jason Whitlock spews, because it's hateful rhetoric usually towards black athletes, I don't watch it because I can't support it. Like, a lot of the stuff that he says is real coonish. It's uninformed. It can be hateful. It's the same man. He's a big guy, like a really big dude, and had the audacity to body shame Serena Williams once upon a time. So that just gives you like the idea of the type of person that he is. I'm not going to go into all of the coonish things that he has said, but I promise you a quick Google search or YouTube search of him, and you'll probably want to throw up in your mouth from all of the hateful rhetoric that he spews. With that being said, so it was kind of surprising to see Shannon Sharp kind of agree with the notion that he was doing too much. He was trying to take the shine from his boy, you know what I'm saying, from his son. Like, this ain't the place for all of that. I was like, wait a minute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's his son. He's excited. The kids love it. His son don't complain about it. Because even though he's an NBA player, man, he's very active in his son's life. Like, you know, they all live in the same household. Like, it's a real close-knit family. You know what I'm saying? Like, he posted Bronny on his social media. His son Bronny on social media got 9 million views. So he's using whatever avenue that he can to make sure that his son gets attention, to make sure that, you know, his skills are recognized. Because if you don't know nothing about basketball, let me tell you something about basketball and high school basketball. We're talking about thousands of people. Thousands of little boys, high school boys, you know what I'm saying, that's mixtaping it out, like highlight mixtapes to try and trying to get scholarships and be noticed, all of that. So, you know, the extra oomph, the extra attention that's on Bronny ain't gonna do nothing, but is aiming to say it's not gonna do nothing, but it's gonna be better exposure for Bronny, you know what I'm saying, so that these colleges can see him and that he can get a scholarship. Like, technically, he don't need a scholarship. His daddy can pay for him to go to any college that he pretty much want to. But when you get a scholarship to a college playing sports, you know, that just ups your profile. And so if the goal is for Bronny Jr. to make it to the NBA, Bronny just has to go out there and make sure he gets better and keeps developing, in which he is, because in his age group, he's one of the top basketball players. So in his age group, you know, just keep growing, developing, getting better. And his dad on the other end, because of his fame and because of the resources that he has, he can always bring spotlight to his son. So if that means that sometimes he does have to do something and, you know, like go out there in the layup line, do a couple of dunks, perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. But the crazy thing to me is, or not even the crazy thing, I don't necessarily believe that that's his intentions. His intentions is that he's really celebrating his son and having a good time with his son. And, you know, Jason Whitlock was like, oh, you know, fame is just like cocaine. It's addictive. And LeBron is a fame junkie. He needs all the attention and all the fame. And listen, like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of LeBron James off the court. I mean, on the court, but off the court I am. And LeBron can sometimes be, a media whore. Like, he can't always want attention. But in this instance, like, when you with your kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're celebrating something that your kid is doing. I don't think that's media driven. Like, not in those moments where he's excited. Because if you watch LeBron, if you watch any of his games in the NBA, anytime one of his teammates did something, he's always been very supportive, very animated, and celebrating. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's always been animated in his celebrations, like him and his teammates. So to see his son, you know what I'm saying? To see his son excel, you know what I'm saying? Of course, there's going to be excitement. There's going to be a lot of excitement, like he's a father. And one of the things, like, so, and I just kept wondering, I'm like, man, why is Shannon and Jason Whitlock, I know why Jason Whitlock does the shit he do. Like I said, Shannon, so one of the things is like, okay, so Shannon, he didn't grow up with the father. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he still made it to the NFL. His older brother made it to the NFL. Both of them won the Super Bowl. Both of them are in the NFL Hall of Fame. So regardless of him not having a father, they still turned out pretty good. Their grandma raised them, you know what I'm saying? And I salute the grandma for raising them, you know what I'm saying? Jason Whitlock, from the information that I could pull up on him, which it isn't a lot, I read something where his father was a gambler, him and his wife divorced after only like a couple of years of marriage. And so basically, you know, Whitlock was raised primarily by his mama, since his dad was a degenerate gambler. So, and I'm not saying that these men didn't turn out okay because they didn't have a father, but a part of me always, you know, wondered if, like, it's the backlash that they're giving LeBron James. Could it be because they didn't have a father growing up? You know what I'm saying? Or their father wasn't a part of their lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, for me, like, because me not having an issue with it is because, like, true enough, my daddy isn't LeBron James. He went out there dunking, but doing warm-ups and stuff like that. He shot the basketball. He did layups. All of those things, like, doing warm-ups at practice, all these different things. And maybe is that the reason why I don't see it. For me and my neighborhoods that we grew up in, a black father being in his kids' lives, like, active and not just paycheck wise, you know what I'm saying? Not just child support wise, like, you get to grow up with your pops in the house, or, you know, you don't just get to see him on the weekends. You know, you get to go to practice with him, all that type of stuff. Like, man, that's stuff that should be celebrated. And to sit here and say that, oh man, he's being too much of a father, like, that shit crazy. Like, that's so crazy to me. Like, come on, fam. It's no such thing as being too much of a father, especially in our community. Like, LeBron James ain't just a father to his kids. He's a father figure to the other kids that's on that team. He's giving advice to all of those kids, bro. He's being a positive male role model, not just for his sons and his daughters, but to the people that hangs around him, to the people that, to the kids that look up to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. And, like, for Shannon Sharpe and Jason Whitlock to kind of spew that type of hate, man, I don't get that shit. Like, LeBron doesn't deserve any backlash for being an awesome father. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, and you know what else is crazy? Like, it's so crazy to me that this is even a topic on sports shows and sports radio. Like, I've been hearing about this all week. Like, all week on the sports channels, on the radios, all of this. And I'm like, y'all niggas, I know it's the summer, but NFL preseason just started. Like, let's talk about something else, because there's no reason to be talking about a man being a father to his kids and doing a hell of a job of being a father to his kids. That shit is crazy and it is asinine. It's almost hateful rhetoric. That's wild, bro. That is wild. That junk is so crazy to me. But like I said, like, I don't know if it's because they didn't necessarily have their fathers in their lives or I don't know. But I had mine up until he passed away when I was like, you know, when I was in high school. So I don't see the issue with nothing that he did. If, you know, God bless me with the opportunity to ever have kids, I'm going to support them 100% in anything that they do. Like I said earlier, I am a fanatic of the people I love, of their talents, their passions, their purpose in life, them being creatives. Like I said, I go hard in the paint for my friends, family, my girlfriend, anything. Like, that's what I do. Like a little kid, like if they do something, like, good job, great job, let's do it again. Wonderful. Like, that's the type of person I am. So, for me, I don't see any issue with what LeBron did. But y'all let me know if you see an issue with it. You know, drop a comment on this post after you listen to it, you know, at me. Throw something on the page. I know my Facebook social media and Instagram social media. Or at least I think y'all know. Hell, every time I tell y'all something, I probably tell y'all the wrong social media tag. But let me see here. So my social media tag on Instagram, of course, is ignorant_by_choice_podcast. You can catch me on Twitter under IBC_podcast. Oh, and ignorant_by_choice_podcast is the Facebook page. And the website, ignorantbychoice.simplecast.com, is my website for it. Of course, you know, you can listen to this podcast on all major podcast streaming apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, all of those. And man, I appreciate you guys coming out. Wish you guys nothing but peace and blessings. I'm out.
Shout out to my brother on a whole nother level. Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better.